Hey everyone, welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is May 24th, 2017. This is episode 7 and the third and final part of our coverage of the 1977 spring tour of the Grateful Dead, this being the 40th anniversary. The tour really runs, like I said, from the beginning of April. Not the beginning of April, April 22nd, and they played three shows in, like, the second week of June, but for it being the purposes of a spring tour, I went into the last show they played in May, which was 5/28, and although I would like to play that show on 5/28, Dead and Company's playing on 5/27, so I want my next podcast to be strictly coverage of the opening night of the Dead and Company tour and all that other stuff. So I decided not to end it short because we didn't do three parts for the 77 spring tour, but not 40 years to the day of the last show, but we have five shows from the end of 77. We have the Lakeland Civic Center in Lakeland, Florida, the Sportatorium in Hollywood, Florida, the Mesquite in Richmond, Virginia, the Baltimore Civic Center in Baltimore, Maryland, and finally the one that I think is one of the I would say top five shows from that tour, the Hartford Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut. So these are, three of these shows out of the five have made it onto, like, official Grateful Dead releases. The Hartford, Connecticut one is, To Terrapin, 77. That's a whole CD on that, show. The Lakeland Civic Center appears on Dick's Picks Volume 29, and the one in Hollywood, Florida appears on Dick's Picks 3. So these are the last, like, five shows of the tour, but they definitely cranked some out, some great shows. So let's get into the first song of the first show, which is, like I said, Saturday, 5/21/1977, Lakeland Civic Center, Lakeland, Florida. Here's Jack Straw.
We can share the women, we can share the wine. We can share what we got of yours, cause we don't share all. Some change ain't there ever seen. First my ears to listen, then it burns my eyes to see. Go down the man in Cobra, might as well be me. Thank you. out so long, the eagles fill the sky.
So that was Jack Straw from Lakeland Civic Center, 5/21/1977. That was Jack Straw, like I said. So the next three of the five songs that I picked for this episode are songs that I wouldn't say I disliked, but I wasn't really into. When I started looking at the 77 Spring Tour, so just like in the Grateful Dead catalog, maybe they just got pushed to the side because they weren't maybe frequently played besides Jack Straw. But seeing Dark Star Orchestra and hearing it live, it really made me like these three songs. So Jack Straw was one of them. I'm not going to tell you the other two until we play them, but I think seeing it live, hearing it live, is puts you into a whole different perspective, and I think everyone could have those moments where You're like, oh, why didn't I like this song? You know, why did it take me so long to like this song? And that's really, 3 out of the 5 songs on this episode. So the next one, which also happens to be one of those songs, is Lazy Lightning into Supplication at the Sportatorium in Hollywood, Florida, 5/22/1977 on a Sunday. Like I said, this appears on Dick's Picks 3. It's from, I actually have the Kingfish LP on vinyl. I bought it at a record store just because I didn't really know anything about it. I knew it was Bob Weir's and it was all like musty and old, and in a corner it was like 99 cents, so I picked it up. And that version really didn't do it for me, but seeing, like I said, Dark Star Orchestra perform it live, it put a whole new meaning to me, and now I really do enjoy listening to it. Also, the one from Cornell is a pretty good version, and they played this song a lot on the Spring '77 tour. So, here's Lazy Lightning, Supplication.
Thank you.
So that was Lazy Lightning from Hollywood, Florida. So that does it for Florida. And then the band traveled to Richmond, Virginia. And I actually lied. I said 3 out of the 5 songs are songs that I discovered from digging into the 77 tour. And I lied. It's actually 4. This next one also is, I would always listen, it's going to be Loser. From Richmond, Virginia, on Wednesday, 5/25/1977. I always overlook this too, even on Dead Set, or I don't know. It's just I never could get into it, and seeing it live, performed live by Dark Star Orchestra. Because also these songs that I picked, 4 of them, when I saw Dead & Company, they didn't perform these live either. So maybe if they would have performed them when I saw them, I would have gotten into it, but who knows. So like I said, seeing Dark Star Orchestra and hearing it live, it's broadened my horizons a lot more than just 4 songs. And like I said, it's not like I didn't like them before. It just was, I was listening to that Stranger Stopping Strangers podcast, and she used the term bathroom song. So I wouldn't say these were bathroom songs, especially not Jack Straw and Loser, but it's just songs that took me a while to get into, and now I can really appreciate them. So once again, here's Loser from Richmond, Virginia, on May 25th, 1977.
Thank you.
So once again, there was Loser from Richmond, Virginia on the 25th, 1977. So after Richmond, Virginia, the band traveled to Baltimore, Maryland at the Baltimore Civic Center on 5/26/1977. This is the final song that I was talking about that I really more or less discovered in my musical repertoire by following this 77 tour. So this is the final song that I was talking about, and here's Passenger from Baltimore Civic Center, May 26, 1977. So that was Passenger from Baltimore Civic Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Like I said, with this song, it was actually, this was my bathroom break song. I went to the bathroom and I came back halfway through this song and I was like, shit, why did I, like, I saw Passenger because I had the set list pulled up of the show. They recreated that St. Louis show, because it was the 40th year anniversary, and I was like, trying to figure out what song I would pick to go to the bathroom, and it was Passenger. I came back halfway through, and I really wish I didn't miss it, because they were getting in to, like, the, I would say right around, like, the three-quarters mark, and it was really good, so I regret going to the bathroom. I will not go to the bathroom again for a Passenger, but, On the way home, I went. That was the show when Dark Star Orchestra played in Princeton University at the McCarter Theater. And I went home, and I had the on my way home. It was about an hour and a half, hour, 45-minute drive, and I had the Terrapin Station studio album with me, and I played Passenger, and it was. It's just weird how you can hear something live. I mean, before hearing it live, and you just every single time I would skip. I think it's track three, skip over track three, right to Samson and Delilah. I think is four on Terrapin Station, but just always skip over, always skip over, always skip over, and I think I listened to it like four times on the way home, and I like. Ever for the last week, that's all. I've always been listening to Passenger for some reason. I don't know. It's weird how sparks off that one thing in your brain, and you like something, whereas 2 weeks before you didn't want any part of it. So the next show and the last show on this episode is the Hartford Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut on Saturday, May 28th, 1977. So like I said before, this is a really, really good show. I would say top five of the 77 tour, along with, I would say, in my opinion, Cornell, this show, Hartford, the Boston Garden, Buffalo, and then I would have to say St. Paul, Minnesota, that second set I really, really like. Like I said, they made it into a CD, to Terrapin, really good show. I have the set list. It's, Bertha, Good Lovin', Sugary, Jack Straw, Roe Jimmy, New Minglewood Blues, Candyman, Passenger, Brown Eyed Women, Promised Land, Samson and Delilah, Tennessee Jed, Estimated Profit, Into Playing in the Band, Into Terrapin Station, Into Drums, Into Not Fade Away, Into Wharf Rat, Into Playing in the Band Again. One More Saturday Night, and the U.S. Blues was the encore. I always liked U.S. Blues' encore. And like I was said, in the Spring 77 tour, Passenger, Lazy Lightning, you could count on that being a staple every night. They were really good versions of it, too. So I couldn't decide on one song from this show, so I decided to pick from the second set, Estimated Profit, Into Playing in the Band, Into Terrapin Station. And I felt it was necessary to end it with Terrapin Station when the CD itself is called To Terrapin. So like I said, that I'm going to let these are going to be the last three songs of the show. And that will be it for the my coverage of the 40th anniversary of the 1977 Grateful Dead Spring Tour, East Coast, really. So next week, on the 27th, Dead & Company starting their tour in Las Vegas. Then they're out the Hollywood Bowl, Arizona, all West Coast stuff. So it's going to be a good, solid month of live music, new music. It's going to be a great time. And then we have the Long Strange Trip documentary that's coming out. You could stream on June 2nd, I think, on Amazon. So we got a lot to look forward for. It's sad that the 77 tour's coming to an end. I learned a lot and gained a lot of knowledge covering this tour, following this tour. Everything from the Cornell 77 book by Peter Connors. I would suggest you read it if you're interested. That's how I was at Barnes & Noble and I saw the book and it was Cornell 77 and I didn't really know too much about it. So I was like, how are you going to write one book on a whole show? And I picked up the book in the beginning of April. I said to myself, I'm going to want to start getting into it and finding out the mystique and magic of this whole Spring 77 tour. So I read the book, started following show like day by day of the 40th anniversary, and I could see why. It's, I wouldn't say Cornell's the greatest show ever, because it's, I don't know. I would say more that it's their best tour than Cornell's the best show. It's hard. I don't think you could pick one best show, but that's just my opinion. People that disagree, gonna agree. It doesn't matter. So, enjoy your week. I'll see you guys next week sometime. Catch up on Dead & Company. How they panned out the first couple nights. And it's going to be really exciting. So, to end and play out this show, episode 7, and the third and final segment of the 40th year anniversary of the Spring 1977 tour, here's from the Hartford Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut, Saturday, May 28th, 1977. Estimated profit into playing in the band into Terrapin Station. Enjoy.
Don't worry about them, no. And I'm Thank you. Thank you.